Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Human Rights Commission backs a constitutional amendment. Constitutional Court dismisses bid to hold recruitment of Superior Court judges. And in international news, manhunt continues after two killed in shooting at Brown University.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Human Rights Commission says it supports the amendment of the Constitution, taking into account submissions from the majority of stakeholders who appeared before the Parliamentary Select Committee appointed to scrutinize the bill. Commission spokesperson Mwelwa Mulea says the commission presented its views to the committee, where it raised some concerns but largely supported the bill, describing it as a progressive and with the potential to enhance inclusive and diverse representative democracy and development if enacted and implemented in a just and fair manner. Mr. Mlea has cited the proposed amendment of Article 47 of the Constitution to introduce a hybrid electoral system combining the current first-past-the-post and proportional representation systems as a game-changer for Zambia's democracy. He has explained that the combination of the FPTP and the mixed member proportional representation systems provides an affirmative legal framework that will significantly contribute to an inclusive and human rights-oriented representative democracy. However, Mr. Mulea has expressed concern over the proposed amendment to disqualify individuals who belonged to a political party within 2 months prior to the nomination date from contesting elections as independent candidates, describing it as a clawback on democracy.
The Human Rights Commission raised some concern, but overall supported the amendment of the Constitution because the proposed amendment enhanced democracy and equitable development. For instance, the proposed hybrid of the first-past-the-post electoral system and the mixed-member proportional representation electoral system provides an opportunity for an inclusive and diverse representation in the National Assembly.
A 37-year-old man identified as Evans Chishala, an employee of Kalumbila Mine and a resident of Solwezi, has tragically drowned in a swimming pool at Ndozo Lodge along Kafue Road in Chilanga District. Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Volumba says the incident occurred on Saturday, 13th December 2025, around 21 hours during a reunion party of former Mansa Secondary School 2005 graduates held at the lodge. He said Mr. Chishala was last seen alive at approximately 21:15 hours, prompting his colleagues to initiate a search after noticing his absence, which ultimately led to the discovery of his body in the swimming pool. Mr. Bulumba said the Lusaka Fire Brigade, working in collaboration with the Chilanga Fire Brigade, responded swiftly to the emergency call and successfully retrieved Mr. Chala's body from the pool and handed it over to the Chilanga police for further investigation and subsequent transfer to a health facility.
The Lusaka Fire Brigade, working in collaboration with Tulanga Fire Brigade, responded swiftly to the emergency call and quickly retrieved Mr. Charles Ford from the pool and handed it over to Tulanga Police for further investigations and subsequent transfer to IOS facility. The council therefore urges all lodge patrons and members of the public to always exercise caution when using swimming facilities, particularly during social gatherings and events. We extend our deepest condolences to the families and friends of the deceased during this difficult time.
The Constitutional Court has dismissed an application filed by the Legal Resources Foundation Limited seeking to halt the ongoing recruitment process of judges of the Superior Court. On 11th November 2025, the Legal Resources Foundation petitioned the court, arguing that the appointment process to increase the number of the Superior Court judges by 20 more could cause irreparable harm if the conservatory order was not granted. In opposing the petition, Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha submitted that the recruitment process was being conducted in accordance with the law. The learned Attorney General argued that recruiting more judges to reduce case backlog was in public interest, which overrides the interest of the petitioner. Accordingly, the court refused to grant Legal Resources Foundation's application for having failed to prove the requirements of an entitlement to an interim conservatory order. Delivering the ruling, Constitutional Court Deputy Judge President Arnold Chilume held that the matter did not warrant the exercise of judicial discretion to grant a conservatory order. Judge Chilume ruled that the petitioner had failed to establish a prima facie case to justify halting the recruitment process. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Justice Principal Public Relations Officer Joe Kadani. Government has announced that it has successfully completed the construction of the Mombwa Mineral Market Center, marking a major achievement in its ongoing efforts to formalize, empower and enhance the artisanal and small-scale mining sector. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo says the facility has now been fully connected to the national grid, ensuring a stable and reliable power supply for all operational needs. He said with construction works finalized, the center has entered its final administrative and logistical preparations ahead of its official opening, after which it will begin purchasing processed gold directly from artisanal and small-scale miners in the region. Mr. Tembo said in a related development, the contractor undertaking the construction of the Rufunsa Mineral Market Center has made significant progress with prefabricated materials already procured.
This marks a significant step towards creating a transparent, fair and well-regulated marketplace that guarantees miners receive the true value of their hard work. Government is also happy to report significant progress on the Rufunsa Mineral Market Center, where the contractor has procured all prefabricated materials. These developments form part of our nationwide rollout of mineral market centers designed to empower miners, formalize the sector, and boost its contribution to our national economy. This is yet another demonstration of government's commitment to inclusive growth and ensuring that every Zambian benefits from our national wealth.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Grain Traders Association of Zambia says the price of maize has continued to rise, with the private sector now buying 1 kilogram at about 7.16 kwacha, up from the previous average of around 6.4 kwacha per kilogram across the country. GTAZ Secretary General Yotam Mukandawire says the increase is mainly due to a shortage of maize grain on the market. Mr. Mukandawire projects that maize prices will continue to rise between now and March 2026. He spoke to Hot FM News.
the first of May of late has gone up. I think private sector is now buying maize around 7.4, 7.5, which is 7.5 weight per kg and 7.5 weight per kg. This has been attributed by the shortage of maize on the market. We do not have, we can't find maize on the market. It was saying between